Blair's multi-million plans to fight populism and spy on Muslims fight anti-worker Blairite politics. Jack Miller, school student. Tony Blair is to inject £9.3 million into a new not-for-profit foundation, the Tony Blair Initiative, B. It will endeavor to counter the new populism and make globalization work for all. B also aims at fostering religious and cultural tolerance and advancing peace. As Prime Minister, Blair sent troops to 5 wars. 2 of them, he helped to start, laying part of the basis for the current mess in the Middle East. Blair's policies at home were to privatize public services and encourage free trade. These destroyed working class conditions to make the super rich even richer. This is what has led to the rise of populism, left and right, which Blair previously said, "I'm not sure I fully understand." So is this an attempt by Blair to contort his public relations image for his own personal gain? Jim Murphy, the failed former Scottish Labour leader, has been cherry-picked for the plum job of advising Blair on spying on Muslims in Africa. This scheme will play off the prior links Blair has built with what one insider described to the Times as dictatorial states. A spokeswoman said there was only a proposal to help governments collect publicly available data. But why, if it's already available? Blair has clearly caused unrest among his staff. Some think the scheme will backfire, as the comment to the Times shows. Possible testaments to this are his deal in the desert for Colonel Gaddafi's oil, or the Good Friday Agreement in Northern Ireland. No amount of money will make Tony Blair's politics attractive to people suffering austerity. Workers and young people need a mass anti-austerity party of our own, not pro-capitalist initiatives from warmonger millionaires.